Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we're going to be talking about the green stuff. You know, the stuff you carry in your pocket, the dollar. Well, don't get discouraged when you hear people telling you that everything's going you-know-where in a handbasket. Money is always something that's going to be dealt with on one level or another, and even though we are in difficult times, I know that a lot of people are having a tough time. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be alert, be aware, take stock of where you are, and move forward with an understanding that even though you might have a little bit at this time, you still can make that grow. We have a wonderful guest today. Mary Rowland is going to be talking with us about a brand new book called The New Common Sense Guide to Your 401k. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. I'm happy to be here.
Now, you've been involved with journalism for over 30 years, and you have been a weekly columnist for the Sunday New York Times. You've written for the Bloomberg Wealth Manager. You've had articles and various essays, if you will, in Fortune, Business Week, USA Today, Ladies Home Journal, Family Circle, Woman's Day. I mean, you are really aware of the inner circle of money. I'd like to know, how did you become interested in this? What was it? Because so many times people assume, and I think this goes back to, you know, medieval England and even beyond that, women aren't supposed to have an interest in money. Of course, we all enjoy it. I was born to shop till I drop. I don't know about you, but I just really enjoy money, and I enjoy learning about money and all of the variables. But so many females, it's like you're supposed to dumb down and have the idiot syndrome and not even be the least bit concerned. Fortunately, we're not in that mode so much in today's world. But how did you get involved in it? How did you find that this was a medium of interest that you really wanted to be dedicated to?
Well, that's an interesting question, Donna. As a matter of fact, I had never had any intention of getting involved with money. I came from a background where, you know, my family didn't invest. I didn't know anything about the stock and bond markets. But I did want to be a journalist. And after I got a master's degree in Russian history, I got a job at the Kansas City Star on the business desk. So I had to learn quickly.
Well, you know, your introduction in your book, I just was so intrigued with it, because you start off right off the bat writing about a friend of yours, and of course you called her Susan. And Susan is an intelligent woman. She thought that she had put her money in a safe place, and she wasn't one of these people that was out driving Mercedes Benzes and trying to be a show-off for wealth. She was a very conservative lady. On December 11th, 2008, what happened to her?
Well, she found out that, I mean, she knew she had her money with Bernie Madoff, but that's the day she found out that she didn't have any money with Bernie Madoff.
Mm-hmm.
She found out that, and actually, her father had put the money there, and before he died, told her, you know, just leave the money where it is because it's safe and it'll be fine and you won't have to worry about it. So she didn't have any, she knew nothing about money at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she lost $7.3 million. I mean, most of us would say, I don't know that I could have lived after that. $7.3 million gone. And
right.
In a blink of an eye, it's just gone. Now, in many ways, I would have said, well, that's a lot of paper money. You know, those are just numbers on a piece of paper. But they actually were supposed to have value. But she came out of this with a very interesting attitude. How did she respond to it, besides being devastated when she first got the news?
Well, she was living on the money. You know, she was receiving regular income from
right.
Bernie Madoff. So she had to immediately figure out something to do to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And she had training as a therapist, but she'd never had a job.
Mm-hmm.
She just had, you know, she had the training, and so she just had to turn on a dime and start trying to get clients and, you know, advertising herself and figuring out what she was going to do and meditating and, you know, trying to get find some peace and get right with herself so that she could go out and earn a living.
Now, you looked at the 2008 financial collapse with an attitude that I really support. You say it enables us as individuals, as investors, we can take a real good look at what is going on with investing, how the world works, and what we're going to want to put our dollars that we work hard for into. And of course, I know a lot of people that would be listening to the show today would say, you wouldn't want to put it in a bank. Well, you certainly don't want to bury it out in the backyard. But
right.
Seriously, the banks have just had appalling behavior, so many of them. We
yes.
have seen so many things going into the financial flush toilet big time, and the handle keeps going flush, flush, flush.
Right.
And the average individual is saying, what am I going to look at? Now, you're a strong supporter of the 401k. Now, this isn't the first time in history that in the United States and in various parts of the world, but in the United States, we've had problems. We've had the Depression. We had the equivalent of a crash in the 80s. I mean, I can remember here in Seattle, billboards saying, turn off the lights when you leave Seattle.
Right.
I mean, the economy was stinking lousy here. It was awful. People couldn't get work. It was
right.
horrible. So here we are, seems like we have to get kicked in the tush mentally and on all kinds of levels, but especially financially, to wake up to changes that we need to look at. Tell us why you feel a 401k, after your many years of being in business, why this is a venue that you think people should invest in.
Well, I think that because this is something, of course, a plan that your employer sponsors, and the first thing that makes it attractive is the money you put in, you put the money in before you pay tax on it. So it's pre-tax money. So you're
mm-hmm.
going to save on your tax bill right away. And then it accumulates without hit for taxes either. So that's another advantage. And in most cases, the employer puts in something, a certain percentage of what you contribute as a match. The most common, just beginning this year, the most common match is a dollar for dollar up to a certain percent of salary.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, that's just like doubling your money before you've invested it. And those things, I think, make it really powerful. It's hard to think of a reason that you wouldn't do it with all those positives.
What is a 401k? I know I've got some listeners that are shaking their head and saying, I've heard about it. I don't understand it. There's some people that have it at their jobs. They're putting money into it, and they honestly don't understand what it is. What is a 401k, and what do they need to be attentive to with a 401k with a corporation?
Well, a 401k, which is, what a horrible name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It certainly doesn't tell you anything about it. The 401k is named for the part of the Internal Revenue Code that permits these plans. And they've been around since 1981. And as you know, the traditional pension plan, the defined benefit plan, the plan where you work for many years for a company,
mm-hmm.
and then they give you a pension, those are really dying out. And so this 401k plan, where you put the money in yourself, a defined contribution plan, they've become very popular. And we hear so much about how they're not as good as the defined benefit plan, which is true. But, you know, why waste our energy complaining about that when we just have to work with what we have?
Okay, now with a 401k plan, how is that money? If you had, let's say, $100 a month going into that plan,
mm-hmm.
I'll just use a round number, where is that money going to? What is it used for? And who chooses how it is used?
Well, it goes into, the money is in your name. It never goes into, you know, it's never commingled with other money. It's an account in your name, and it's a safe account. The government, your employer has to send it into the government right away, and it's separated for you. So that your employer is only sort of like a conduit, where you put the money in and the employer puts you choose the investments. You put the money in, you choose the investments, and then your employer deposits it into the investments that you've chosen. Now, in most cases, you don't just choose from the whole universe of investments, but your employer has selected, you know, a rostrum of investments that you can pick from. And I think that that's a very hard thing for most people. Is most people just don't have the experience to pick investments like that, and that's what holds a lot of them up.
Let's address that for a moment. I once had someone say to me, "Don't ever put your money into something you do not understand." So the stock market, you hear different commentators on television, on the radio, they'll say, "Oh, don't worry, don't get into the stock market, everything's so volatile, blah, blah, blah." If someone is going to be putting their money into a 401k, and an employer has different packages that you can look at, what is the best way to become informed about those packages so that you can make an intelligent decision? Because it has to be your decision. And when you do it, you should leave it alone, correct?
Right. That's right. That's right. Well, fortunately, there was a law passed in 2006, the Pension Protection Act, that is encouraging employers to educate employees, to give them much more education and information about their choice of investments. In fact, part of that law encourages employers to provide one-on-one advice with a financial advisor, an independent, objective financial advisor. Now, if any of your listeners are so lucky as to be in that situation, that would be something that you would definitely want to do. But you should have something like either on the internet or something provided by your employer that would talk about what the different investments are and what would be a conservative portfolio, what would be a more aggressive portfolio. You shouldn't just be left at a loss about, you know, what these choices are. You should have plenty of information to make a decision.
I like your comment about your book in here. You say this book does not assume that 401k plan will solve all of your problems in life, nor does it assume that saving for retirement is the only thing you have to do with your money. Instead, it will try to persuade you to aim for financial independence and show you how you can use your 401k plan as part of your freedom strategy. And I think diversification with investment dollars is one of the wisest things you can do. And you give such excellent, excellent information in your book. Let's address the self-employed for a moment. We have the Roth fund, which is very good. Now, I want to back up for just a minute because I don't want to lose my train of thought.
Okay.
But the 401k, I want my listeners to understand that when you get that, you just leave it alone. You're not going to be able to go in every week and say, well, I want to shift to this or shift to that or shift to the other. This is something that is supposed to stay in place for how long before you would take it out?
Well, hopefully you want to put the money in and leave it until you retire or until you leave your employer or until, you know, the money, as I say in the book, the money doesn't have to stay until you are 65 years old. If you have a business opportunity, if you, like a lot of people now, after the horrible economy we've had, you know, are starting their own businesses, or they're looking, we're all trying to be resourceful and figure out, you know, what we can best do next. And so the money, you ideally want to leave the money there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it helps people to be able to contribute it if they know that it isn't just locked up until they're 65 years old. You know, it's not that it's going to be impossible for them to ever get any of that money if they need it for some other reason.
Now, some situations you can get a loan on your 401k,
right,
if you need
That's
it.
Right.
But you have to pay taxes on that money when you take it out, correct?
Right.
And there is a penalty if you take it out when?
Well, there's a penalty. If you take it out, if you borrow the money with a loan, you don't have to pay taxes and you don't pay a penalty. You just pay it back. You pay it back into the account, and you would pay yourself interest on the money that you're repaying when you're repaying the loan. If you take it out, but for example, when you leave your place of employment, I mean, most of us don't work at the same place from
mm-hmm.
the time we start our career until we retire. And when you leave an employer, most people take the money along with them, or take it, you know, leave, take it from that employer. And if you do that, you need to roll it over into an individual retirement account right away, or that's when you would have to pay tax on it. You'd have to pay
mm-hmm.
tax plus a 10% penalty if you took that money out and spent it.
So that answers that question. Now, let's move forward to the unemployed, to the self-employed person,
uh-huh.
excuse me, because they're in a whole different scenario. They're going to be totally responsible for whatever contributions they put in.
Right.
Would that self-employed person be able to do a 401k for themselves, or would a Roth be a better option? And what does age, when you're looking at these components, what does age have to do with your planning?
Well, I think, I guess either, if you're young, either a Roth or a regular 401k or IRA can be attractive. The difference, of course, is that with the regular 401k or IRA, you put your money in and you don't pay tax on the money that you put in or on the interest. With a Roth, you pay tax before you put the money in, and then you never pay tax on it again, which is a very appealing, you know, a very appealing
mm-hmm.
thing, to have this money put away, and you also, it's not locked up. You can, the money in a Roth can be taken out before you turn 65, and there are some other advantages for people who are closer to retirement. Like when you don't have to, with a regular IRA, you must begin with making minimum withdrawals, which you don't have to do for a Roth.
Mm-hmm.
And a Roth, you can continue putting money in it, you know, for the rest of your life. There are some things that make the Roth really appealing. And this year, they've taken the ceiling off the conversion. You can convert a regular IRA to a Roth IRA this year for the first time, no matter how much money you make. So that's something that your listeners should be considering.
Well, that is very good information, because with that change and with all of the variables that have been occurring within the banking industry and different areas of investment, that is something that can be a very positive thing because of that. I mean, that takes away a lot of limitations, especially for people who are in their maturing years.
Right.
And they're realizing they can't afford to not work, and where, you know, our grandparents were forced to retire maybe at 55 to 60, now people are saying we can't afford to retire at 55 or 60 because we may be living to be 100 years old.
Right.
So we've got to make some different plans. We've got a much different world today that we're contending with, that our longevity factor, which for so many generations for the male, it wasn't, the average lifespan was 50 to 55. Female was somewhere in that, maybe up to 60. And now women are expected to live to be close to 100 and men not too far behind. And you have to plan for that. You have to
right.
look at that. What are you going to do? I mean, Social Security isn't going to give you a comfortable way of life. You can't depend on that. You have all of these things that you're looking at. So this is quite significant with what you have shared about the Roth. Now, how can someone calculate retirement needs? Lots of young people will say, oh, good grief, I'm in my 20s. I don't even want to think about 65, 70, 75 years old. I've got a long way to go before I get there. But let's talk about calculations, because the younger you are, when you start working with a system of compounding, the more you're going to have in your favor. So help us out with that.
Yeah, if you're young, it's a wonderful time to begin putting money into a 401k, because you don't have a lot of money, but what you have is time, and time is really valuable. You know, it doesn't cost
mm-hmm.
you anything,
mm-hmm.
but it's a really valuable asset that you have. You could, you know, save money while you were young for 10 years and then never save any money again and still have a lot of money at the time you retired. I mean, there's so much flexibility for a young person. You can put in a small amount, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, thanks to the compounding of interest, you will earn a lot of money on that before you need to use it. There's a something that investors use called the Rule of 72, and you take the interest rate that you're earning on your money or that you expect to earn on your money and divide it into 72 to see how long it'll take you to double your money. So if you could get 10%, which in this environment is pretty tough,
mm-hmm.
if you divide that into 72, it would take you 7.2 years to
mm-hmm.
double your money. And if you were earning 3%, like on a, you know, a bank account, it would take you 24 years to double your money. But that's something that, you know, younger people can work with because they have a lot of time to let
mm-hmm.
their money compound.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You made a comment in your book that I thought was quite interesting. Putting an account in the hands of a broker opens up a can of worms, including the conflicts of interest the broker might have as well as the cost of fees. Talk about that for a minute, because I've known so many people say, I don't trust myself, I'll definitely want someone to assist me with this, and they go to a broker, and of course, that takes away, they have to pay those fees during the time. Address that issue, because there would be some brokers that would say, well, most people don't understand things, they need to come to me for this.
Yeah, a broker would say that. I think that if you go to a broker, then you're generally going to be paying commissions on each trade, each product that you buy for your account, each trade that you make. If you go to a fee-only financial planner, you would pay an arranged fee for this advisor to look at your choices are and help you make the best choices for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I were really puzzled, that's what I would do. There are a number of planners now that charge by the hour, which, you know, if you had a specific problem like this, you didn't necessarily want to have your entire, you know, insurance and everything reviewed, but you just wanted to find out how to choose the investments for your 401k, you could go to someone who charges by the hour, and it would be pretty economical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get, there's a planner named Cheryl Garrett, and she's set up a network. It's called the Garrett Financial Planning Network, and there are people all over the country who do that, you know, who do the by-the-hour fee. And
mm-hmm.
so I think that relieves people to feel that, okay, I know that I'm going to use 2 hours worth of work, and it's going to cost so much per hour.
Right, and that makes it more affordable, too.
Well, and it doesn't leave you with the questions of, you
mm-hmm.
know, is this fair to me? How much am I paying? You know, where is the money coming from? Is it coming off my return? I think that it's just it makes it, you know, anyone can understand that. It's like the way you buy a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's very straightforward.
Right. Now, let's talk, as I know the time is going by so quickly, let's talk about what the government wants. Today, I know in the state of Washington, it is appalling how our local government has raised taxes to a level that are it's unprecedented, just on local businesses. And then we've got our national situation. Well, we're just going to raise more taxes.
Right.
And they are looking for every single loophole. I mean, they are taxing. They're not yet taxing the air we breathe, but I think that that's probably something that's coming down the pike, the way the things are going.
Right.
We have to be aware of these things when we're setting up these plans. What do people need to be attentive to regarding being taxed?
Well, that's an excellent point. The government, as you said, what does the government want? Of course, the government wants your tax money. And as you just said, they want, you know, any way that they can get it, charging you to use your local park or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you put the money into a 401k, they're losing your tax money, at least temporarily. And
right.
They want to, you know, hasten the day when they will get that money. And so we always hear, especially like after the collapse in 2008, there was a lot of talk about let's get rid of the 401k because we can't afford those tax breaks. You know, we need that tax. We can't afford to give people these tax breaks. And I think that people should, while these plans are available, and that, you know, it's not sacred that they always will be, I think that people should take advantage of them and should find out for certain, you know, how the things like you mentioned earlier, if you have to pay a penalty, if you take the money out of the plan, you should find out, and your employers, the literature your employer gives you will explain this, every possibility that you would have to be taxed. For example, if you have taken out a loan from your plan and you leave your job or you're fired from your job, which a lot of people have been recently, you have to pay that loan back immediately or otherwise
mm-hmm.
it's taxable and you have to pay the penalty. So there are a lot of things. I think most of us have really woken up since what happened to us at the end of 2008. And there are a lot of things like that we don't want to take for granted. We want to, you know, really know our rights and when we might get slapped with a tax.
Well, I'll tell you, Mary, your book is marvelous. You address so many different issues. You address so many variables, and I know some of this could change tomorrow. However, the basic information that you've got in there that is so current and up-to-date with what is going on is so very valuable. And it's good to save money and to have a rainy day fund, but there's also that need for looking at how you can leverage your dollars so that they can work for you. And if you're wise with your investment, then often you can get a compounding effect that will stand you in good stead. So you've got a lot of good information here, Mary. Do you have a website that people can go to?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, and I will have to get one.
Yes, absolutely. You absolutely must have it so people can know more about it. But for those of you listening, you can, this is through the Bloomberg Press, Mary Rowland, Rowland. Her book is The New Common Sense Guide to Your 401k, but it's not just about 401. She gives information about Roth. She talks about how to plan for retirement, how many years you need to look at doing a certain type of a saving program. You get to choose. This isn't my way. It is educating you about how to leverage your money so it's going to work for you, not against you. Mary, thank you for being my guest today. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break in just a moment. Now, go and to check out your bookstore, Mary Rowland, The New Common Sense Guide to Your 401k. You don't have to stay ignorant. You can do what you need to do for yourself to have that financial independence that you so earnestly yearn for. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hello, this is Donna, and we're going to be going to a caller in just a moment, but before we do that, I want to give you some information. First of all, here's our toll-free telephone number if you'd like to call in and chat with me today, 888-815-9756. That's our worldwide toll-free number, 888-815-9756. Now, I want to let those of you in the Pacific Northwest know that I'm going to be appearing at what used to be called the Boeing Parapsychology Expo. It is now having a name change. It is being changed to the Emerald Spiral Spring Expo. It's being held at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington, the hours on March 27th, which is a Saturday this month, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a wonderful event. And it's community-based. It has so many talented people there, wonderful vendors, and it's free. It's open to the public. If you'd like to have more information on it, go to emeraldspiral.com, E-M-E-R-A-L-D, spiral, S-P-I-R-A-L.com, and you'll have more information there. And I'm going to be appearing there, so look for me, and I'll have a plethora of books, and also I will be doing many consultations. So again, that's March 27th. And if you have had a very special paranormal experience, out of body, ghosts, anything like that, please send me an email. I am collecting 100 stories, and I'd like to hear about yours. So if you would like to be considered to be included in this publication, I'm giving myself a year to acquire the 100 stories. Send your story along with your contact information to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. I think the more that we share our experiences, others that maybe are going through their own particular kind will realize they're not alone and they don't have to be afraid. So again, send me an email, or you can send me something through snail mail if you like. send it to the Donna Sebo Show, S-E-E-B-O, and that's P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. Well, let's go to our very patient caller who is on the line, and I believe it's Lisa in Michigan. Where are you in Michigan, Lisa? Hello, Lisa, are you still there?
Yes, I'm in Farmington Hills.
In Farmington Hills. All right, I believe you've called in before.
Absolutely. You guys, you are just wonderful, Donna. I just want you to know.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, Lisa, did you want me to just do spontaneous, or did you have a particular issue that you wanted to address?
Well, I had one little question, and I was just kind of curious about whatever else you wanted to share with what you thought was happening.
Okay,
Go ahead,
Lisa. We're sort of overlapping, hon. There's a little bit of a time delay. So we just have to
take
a breath, okay? All right, so what's your question for me?
My question is, I'm hoping to be able to see a friend of mine, and their initial is B, later in the week. And I wondered what you thought of that.
Well, I really don't know what your question is when you're asking it, because I think it would be a lovely visit. I don't see a problem with it at all. It could
be. I'm just hoping that it will occur.
Well, I was going to say, it looks like there could be a delay. And the reason that I think there might be a delay is there's a combination of things. It's weather, and it is also that D is having a lot of things coming down on them in their own personal environment, and they've got too many loose ends flapping out in the wind. So they may have to reschedule. If that is the case, don't worry about it. Just say, you know, use what is called the MBO. Just say the most benevolent outcome. Don't even worry about it. Go ahead, make your plans, and say, what if it doesn't happen? What else can I do? So don't get your emotions all in a dither over this, because it's not that big a deal. I still think even if this has to be delayed, it won't be delayed for very long. And D really wants to have a chance to interact with you, and I think that's fine, but I wouldn't worry about it at all. Now, I will say something else to you. I want you to be very alert when you're driving, and I will tell you why. There are going to be some unique road conditions that you may find yourself driving on. And it could be that there is like an oil slick. Now, it's not real thick where you could see it, like if somebody's oil can spilled or whatever. What you need to be aware of is you've got to watch your speed. You don't want your car hydroplaning or spinning on you because you're in a hurry. So it's wiser for you to be attentive to the driving conditions. And whatever you do, give yourself plenty of time to get from point A to point Z, whatever that is. It is very important for you to be wise here. I am looking at some spots on a section of road that appears to be a freeway. And I believe there was an accident that occurred. And there was a lot of oil that ended up going out on the road. So oil, water, maybe a little bit of ice, it's treacherous, and you need to be alert. There will be no accident if you stay mindful when you're driving. You'll be perfectly fine. But this is being given to you for the purpose of keeping you alert and aware.
Got it.
All right, dear. I want to thank you for your call.
Yeah, take care, and thank you.
You're very welcome, Lisa. You have a wonderful day. This is Donna Sebo. If you want to give me a buzz, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call into. That is 888-815-9756. And if you've never done it before, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. That's right. I don't need anything else, and then I'll be happy to share with you what I perceive. Inasmuch as we were talking about money in the first half of the show, Ken Hubbard, who is a cartoonist, said the safest way to double your money is to fold it over once and put it in your pocket. And I would be inclined to agree with that attitude. Also, I wanted to give you a little bit of nutritional information that I've been aware of for a number of years, and I'm sure many of you have been too, and that is all about flaxseed. Now, I first became familiar with it. I've heard about flaxseed for years, but it was a while back, my girlfriend, whose grandfather was a farmer, and this was part of his daily regimen. And when she was a little girl, she asked her dad what he was crunching, her granddad, what he was crunching between his teeth, and he said, these are flax seeds. He said, here, have some. And he said, they're really, really good for you. So at a very young age, her granddad started teaching her about nutrition and how to stay well and how to be well. Well, here's some information about flax seed. They have found that it is really that little itsy-bitsy tiny seed that you can crack between your teeth. They have found, because of 28 different studies, there was a new analysis done of them, they find that it's very good for eliminating the bad cholesterol, especially in postmenopausal women. Also, they say that flaxseed may help to slow the growth of breast tumors in women and prostate cancer in men. And they say, in the studies that have been done, 2 to 3 tablespoons a day are very, very beneficial for you. And it's so easy to just add it to whatever food you have. I know I have a drink that I have in the mornings that I just love, with freshly juiced oranges and then flaxseed and all kinds of stuff that I toss in, because it's very delicious and it's flavorful and it enables me to take it in very comfortably. But what they say is to keep a jar of flaxseed on your kitchen counter so it's convenient to sprinkle a tablespoon on your cereal if you like that in the morning, or if you like to have a snack, then just get out the flaxseed. Also, you can put it between sandwiches, like if you have peanut butter and jelly, kids will eat it, they don't mind it at all. And on salads, ground seeds, they say, are best, and you can buy them at your local health food store. However, we had a guest on this show that said, if you want the real nutritional benefit of ground flax seeds, do it yourself and then put it in the freezer, because the nutritional value is lost every time it's exposed to oxygen. So keep your flax seed, once it's ground, in the refrigerator, and maybe put a good portion of it in the freezer and just keep a smaller portion of it in the refrigerator, so as you use it up, you just go into the freezer. And then just get out whatever you need. And that way your nutrients will stay there. The benefits will stay in there. And you can toss it into pasta, you know, a couple of tablespoons. There's just so many things that you can do. But it's a wonderful addition to your diet. Kids don't mind it. In fact, there's a cereal on celery stores. I think it's called Uncle Sam's, something like that. It's really quite good. And they've been putting this out for years, years and years. Sort of like Quaker Oats. They've been around ever since cereals came out. So there are so many ways you can stay healthy, but little tricks like that can really make a difference. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. When we come back, I want to tell and finish the story about Mama Lee. I'd started it yesterday. I wasn't able to finish it because we ran out of time. So I've had the opportunity. I'll share that with you today, in maybe a recipe that I think you will really enjoy. So we'll come back in just a moment, but more than anything else, I'd love to talk to you. 888-815-9756. We're coming right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it.
call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We're having, I think, a little bit of a technical difficulty. Let me deal with the recipe first that I have here that I wanted to share with you. So get out that pad of paper and pen, because this is an Asian dish. And I've not worked with cellophane noodles, as they call it, but they're a transparent noodle, and they're a rice noodle. And they are really quite good. You'll find it in the Asian section of your grocery store. You're going to need about 8 ounces of these noodles that will become transparent when you cook them. And you're going to need a cup of frozen green peas, 1.5 cups of chicken broth, 1.5 cups of chicken broth, 1/3 cup of peanut butter, You can use 2 tablespoons of ponzu sauce, and that's spelled P-O-N-Z-U sauce, or you can use soy sauce, whichever you prefer. You want 2 teaspoons of toasted sesame oil, 2 teaspoons of toasted sesame oil, and then you're going to have 4 cooked chicken breast halves, and you want to cut them into thin strips, or you can just have 4 cups of cooked chicken pieces. If you've got leftover chicken, this is a wonderful dish to use. And then you want 1/4 cup of chopped fresh cilantro. And one of my favorite ingredients in this dish is 1/3 cup of roasted cashews, whole or chopped. I love cashews. And then you need 1/3 cup of roasted macadamia nuts. Oh, those are so good too. Chopped, and they're good for you. Both of those nuts are. So what you do, you soak the noodles and green peas in hot water and just cover them, because they are going to thaw, and they're pretty much actually going to be coming into their own for about 10 minutes. Now, what happens when you leave them in the hot water, the noodles are going to soften, they become transparent, and the peas thaw out. Then you drain them, and you transfer the noodles and your peas into a large bowl, and you put it to the side. And then in a medium saucepan, you put in your chicken broth, your peanut butter, your ponzu sauce, or your soy, whatever you'd like, and sesame oil, and you just whisk it together. That'll take you all of, 5 seconds. You put the pan over medium heat, bring it to a simmer, add your chicken, simmer it for 1 to 2 minutes because you want to heat it all the way through, remove from the heat, pour the mixture over your noodles and peas, and toss to combine. And then you want to top the noodles with your cilantro, your cashews, and macadamia nuts just before serving. Is that easy or is that easy? And deliciously flavorful. And, some of the ingredients, if you're saying, well, gee, I've got kids, I don't know if they'd like that, you could substitute, if you wanted, freshly grated carrots for the peas. I mean, use your imagination. There's all kinds of little things that you could adjust or maybe even add if you wanted to have more color in the dish. A little bit of sliced red pepper, finely sliced or finely diced. So use your imagination and just know your taste buds will dictate. But this is a basic recipe that just about any family will enjoy. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756 is our toll-free number. Before I go back to Mama Lee and the story I wasn't able to finish yesterday, and I'll start it from the top today in case you're listening in and missed the show yesterday. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest that was one of my speakers at the Women's Forum at the Women's Show last Friday in Seattle. Dorothea Kramer is her name. It's the Healing Touch Guidebook. Now, what's so amazing is that this woman is 70 years old, and she has incredible stories to tell about energy healing. And I learned when she was speaking on Friday that she could see energy around people when she was 5 years of age, and her story is really fascinating. So that's tomorrow, and she's a gifted healer, and she has a wonderful, wonderful network that I think you'll want to know about. On Thursday, we're going to be talking about five strategies for staying employed in today's economy. Nina Price is going to be my guest, and this is important information. So many times when we have difficulties with the economy as we are experiencing today, lots of job markets are totally disappearing. They will be replaced by new ones, but how do you make what you've got work for you so that you don't get into that level of frustration that often causes some very high pressure and unnecessary stress? And then this Friday, we're going to have an open mic hour. That's right. I'm not going to have any guests. The hour will be open for you. You'll be able to call in from the beginning of the hour to the end and chat with me if you so desire. So that's the schedule for this week. And if you want to find out about the guests coming up on the program, all you have to do is go to bbsradio.com, station one, come to the Donna Sebo Show, and you tap on my information, and you'll be able to see information about all of the guests that are coming up. So, again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Yesterday, I started telling the story about Mama Lee. Actually, the lady's name is Debbie Lee, and this was about her and her son, Mark, who was a Navy SEAL, and he had been trained in sea, air, and land combat. He was a very caring person, and as he was growing up, and when she found out that one of his big dreams was that he wanted to be a Navy SEAL, she realized all that he would have to go through would just be absolutely incredibly difficult, because the SEALs are considered one of the elite of the military organizations, and these men are trained in a way that's just unbelievable. My husband had the opportunity when he was living back in Virginia years ago to watch SEALs in training, and he said it was unreal. Most people could not survive it. So they're a very special core of individuals, highly, highly trained. And when he got his Navy SEAL trident on his uniform, he felt just wonderful, and so did she. However, she had to watch her son go off to Iraq. Just like so many other military families, her son was going overseas. And she just had such an awful feeling about the whole thing. But she lived for his emails that he would send her almost daily. And she said she was always so grateful that it survived today. But she said, you never knew. The next day, he might not. Well, after he had been overseas for a number of months, she was celebrating her birthday, and she had just opened up one of her gifts. It was a collectible figurine, and on the figurine was the word courage. While she was at the party, after she had opened this gift, she got a phone call, and that figurine was something that she looked at frequently after she got that call, because courage was exactly what she was going to have. She had gone through many difficult years in her life. She had been widowed, and she said she could not imagine ever losing her son. But Mark, who was only 28 years old, was behind a wall on a rooftop that was under fire. He made himself a target so his squad could get an injured comrade out. He managed to survive to lead the way into another building where he ended up taking the final shot that allowed all of them to scramble to safety. Well, when she heard the information, she was so numb, she just didn't know how to respond. However, she said there were emails that came in from so many of the other troops. And this was some of what they said in their emails. They said, during Hell Week, when all our food was gone, Mark gave us his. He kept our spirits up. Debbie saved every email, every letter he had mailed from Iraq. Even his last, more serious than any of the others he had sent her. This is what his last letter said. I try and do my part over here, but in the United States, all I do is take. Ask yourself, when was the last time you donated clothes that you hadn't worn out? The last time you paid for a stranger's cup of coffee? To all my family and friends, do me a favor and pass on the kindness, the love, the precious gift of human life to each other. When she reread that letter, she said she knew how she wanted to honor her son, how to honor Mark's memory. She was going to pass on his message. So the first thing she did, she started forwarding her son's last email to everyone she could. Within a very short period of time, her inbox was flooded with reports of random acts of kindness. People would write her, "Today I thought of Mark." They shoveled maybe someone's sidewalk or paid for a stranger's meal, or they filled a parking meter with change for the person that was going to be using their space after they left. The story went on. She formed AmericasMightyWarriors.org. She shipped things overseas, and do you know, someone sent her an email that said, because the SEALs have adopted her, "Mama Lee, you have 2,000 more sons now." She said every time she gets depressed, Mark's letter keeps her going. He's still changing lives. Love and kindness was her son's legacy. What a blessing to keep that passing around. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, well, we'll be talking about healing. Take care. God bless. Have a magnificent day, a wonderful evening, and count your blessings and share them, because that's what life is really all about. Talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.